Good morning to you all. The Rosh, Rabbi Osher ben Rabbi Chil, had a few sons. One of them was Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Osher, who wrote the Torah. He had a few other sons as well. One of them was called Rabbi Yehuda. And in Erchaim, Simtof Yud Zayin, the Torah quotes his brother, Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't often quote him. He brings to something that he heard, Shomati mi ochi Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, the reason, Tam ledovo, he's discussing that why the halachas of Rosh Chodesh, and he brings here something he heard from his brother, and he says that ha mayadim niskenu keneged ha'ovis, the mayadim, the three mayadim that we have, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the Shalosh Regalim, Menatero, were instituted keneged the ovis. Pesach keneged Avrom, the chsev lushi vasi ugris. Pesach is keneged Avrom, who we find prepared matzahs, lushi, knead and prepare ugris, which was a matzahs, Pesach, and that was on Pesach. Shavuot keneged Yitzchok, Sukkot keneged Yaakov, and he goes on then to say that Yudbeis Chadoshim are keneged Yudbeis Shvatim. Let's focus on the first thing he brings from his brother. Pesach is keneged Avrom, because we find that Avrom ate matzahs. Now, it's very interesting you should say that, because if you look in Chazal, many of the things that happened to Avram happened on Pesach. Sarah was taken to the house of Paroi on Pesach. That's the period Reb Lezer says on Seder nights. He chased after the four kings on Pesach. He was given the news that he was going to have a child on Pesach. Brisbane Absorim, the birth of Yitzchak, all these things happened on Pesach. So Avram obviously has a very close connection together with Pesach. So first of all, we have to understand what is this particular connection between Avraham and Pesach, something we'd like to discuss and elaborate on a bit. And particularly why he picks the making matzahs. Of all the things that happened with Avraham and Pesach, the Torah highlights the connection between Avraham and Pesach and the fact that Avraham ate matzah, prepared it for the guests. So Avraham's connection with the matzah must bring out particularly the connection between Avraham and Pesach. Let's have a look at that a little bit. Now the basic idea that we'd like to discuss is that as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we know that the Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah. We then were kena our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went out on Mitzrayim trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schar Emunah, they went out of Mitzrayim. And Avraham was the Rosh HaMaminim. He was the first one who taught the world the principles and the Yesodos of Emunah. So we already have a connection there. Matzah is called Michle de Memenusa. That's what it says in the Zohar, that matzah is the bread of Emunah. So we already see here an outline. Let's just thread these pieces together and get a clear idea what's going on behind the scenes in this remez. What is it hinting at? Let's start with the sugya of Emunah. There's a sefer written by Rechonon Wasserman. At the end of the sefer, he has a couple of pieces where he explains, not halacha, he explains that God is Hashas. And in the first piece there, he has a piece on Emunah, and he asks two powerful questions on the mitzvah of Emunah. And he starts off by saying that the Rambam writes, it's a big shaila whether Emunah is a mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Furish in the Torah, one has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big shaila. The Rambam says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha she'etzicha me'eretz Mitzrayim is the mitzvah of Emunah. Even though it's not written in the way, in an expression of chiyuv, of obligation, it's stated as a fact, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took you out of Mitzrayim. Even so, says the Rambam, it is a chiyuv to, this is telling us it's a mitzvah to believe. Answer Rabbi Chanan, he does not understand. What is a person meant to do who doesn't believe? What's he meant to do? Is it in his will, bechira? Does he have any way of control of making himself believe? He doesn't. Someone who does believe, good for him, and the Torah doesn't need to tell him to believe. He just accepts the facts and he understands them and he has this emunah, gevaldik. But someone who, lo aleinu, does not believe, he's kofer. What are we telling him? No, you have to. You have to believe. What's the Torah teaching? What's the Torah telling us? What does the Torah expect from him? Rabbi Chanan says, surely he's an onus. Enes Rachman and Patre, what do you want from such a person who doesn't go in klatnisht? What does such a person do? That's Rabbi Chanan's first question. A second question Rabbi Chanan asks is that Emunah is not Pashta Sugya. There's some very, very deep philosophers and very, very clever, intelligent people who didn't get it quite right, who made mistakes. And the Rambam writes that even Aristotle was Koriv Nevuah, Mamash, very, 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 very high level of intelligence. He didn't get it right. He missed the point. He didn't get it. He didn't have the Mekudah of Emunah. He wasn't a Ma'amin. He didn't get it right. And the Rambam wrote a whole Ma'amin of Vuchim. It's very, very complicated. It's not straightforward to get it 100% correct. Emunah is a difficult thing. Every 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy, as soon as he's bar mitzvah, he has a chiv to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a clarity of the Yud Gimel Yesodus, the Ikrim of Emunah. At the day he's 13, how can we expect that from him? He hasn't had an advanced degree in philosophy. He doesn't. What do we expect from such a... Every 13-year-old boy is expected to believe. How can we expect that? Asked Ruch Hanum. And he says the Einish for Kfira is the worst Einish. You don't even need a Bezin and Asra to punish somebody who's a Kefir. We read in Vein Malin, there's a straightaway punishment. Anyone can go and kill such a person. Well, it's worse than Avodah Zarah. So what's going on here? So Ruch Hanum says an answer. He says he's Yisod in Emunah. I'd like to introduce that Teret with a Gemara in Baba Kama, the Sadi base. And the Gemara there says that Rava was asking Rabbi Bamori a few questions. There was a few common sayings that people said. Common sayings that were well known. And Rava was asking, what's the makir of them? Where did they come from? You know these sayings. Where did they come from? What's the source of them? So the Gemara says, Minaha milta, how do we know this thing, the Omri Inchi, kat havina zutri legavri? When I was young, when I was zutri legavri, then I was a man, then I was choshev. The kashishna ledardiki. When I was older, kashisha, when I came in an elderly, more older person, ledardiki, I was more childish. So when I was young, I was a gavri, I was choshev. When I was older, I was considered more childish. That's an interesting saying. Interesting. Where did that come from, Yas? That's what Robert asked, Rabbi Bamori. What's the source of it? So Rabbi Bamori, Omale, told him, May Koreksiv, at the beginning it says, V'Hashem Hoylech Lifneim Yoimom, Ba'amud Eish, when he left Mitzrayim, he led them with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, with Amud Eish, Amud Onon. That was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. And at the end, when Klal Yisrael developed a bit and they grew up a little bit, so to speak, then it said, I'm going to send you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself didn't come. He said he's going to send a Malach to lead them. So we see, when they were young, when they left Mitzrayim and they were young, when they were Zutri, Lagavri, they were Choshev, they had the HaKadosh Baruch himself leading them. When they got a bit older, the Keshishna, then Ledardiki, they were treated a bit more, not so Choshev, a bit more like children, and they said, I'm going to send someone else to lead you. I myself, said HaKadosh Baruch, won't take leadership, won't guide you, won't put my presence in front of you. That's the Gemara. There's a Gaon, a Sefer, which a Gaon wrote, explaining some HaGadol HaShas, and he brings an explanation on this Gemara. He brings out the point the Gemara is trying to say with this, and he says, when a person is young, he has unwavering, pure, clear emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a question by him. He just sees it. He has a clarity of perception, and he understands that this world wasn't created for nothing. There's a purpose and rhyme and reason for the Bria being here, for me being here, for the universe being here. And he sees a clarity in emunah. And because of that clarity, because he feels so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he looks in the Bria, he feels that the Bria is talking to him and demanding from him. And he has this clarity of emunah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. And it's close to him as well. So when a person is young and his emunah is clear, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after him. Kadavina Zutri, when we were young, when Klal Yisrael was fresh and young, then Legavri, they had that chashivas, that special hashgacha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking after them. The kashishna, when they got developed a bit, they got a bit more sophisticated, a bit more self-assured, self-confident, they could do their own things, make their own plans. Okay, you can look after yourself, fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps back as well and says, Hinei Nechi Shelech HaMalach, I'm going to send a malach. I'm not going to look after myself. So the Gaon brings out from here that when a person is young, his emunah is much more natural, much more pure, untainted. And when he gets older, it gets a bit more, maybe the person gets a bit more sophisticated, but he loses his purity of emunah. And the Gaon says that that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokim with Asher, also Shechina was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Oren, there was two Kruvim who had the face of children. Because the Gaon says, Liyo is Sheheim Kiyum HaShechina B'Yisrael. The children, that pure emunah is the thing that anchors the Shechina into Klal Yisrael. Without them, it would be very, very weak, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because we have these people, these Yidden, who are mamim with such pure emunah, with such emunah pshuta, so that's how we are zeichet to have the constantly shechinah and klal yisrael. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Mipi oylelim v'yoinkim yisadat ha'oiz. You established, David HaMelech is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom, yisadat ha'oiz, you established your kingdom, your malchus in this world. Mipi oylelim v'yoinkim, from the mouths of children, of young babes, you established your kingdom. So Rav Shushval Hish writes on his Pirush on Tehillim, he says, Mipi oylelim v'yoyimkim, it's because emunah is so natural to oylel to children, that's how you establish your kingdom. If it would be complicated, if you would have to be a rocket scientist to be able to figure out the principles of emunah, who would recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? It would be very, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have any people who would recognize his kingship. That because mi pi'olim v'yankim, you have got to be very, you don't have to be complicated, it's poshut. It's a very straightforward thing to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you just have that clarity, if you're unbiased, and you have that clarity of, you look at the world in a clear view, you will be a ma'amin, you will have the principles of emunah. So it's pi'olim v'yankim, it's because it's, even children can appreciate it, Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always guaranteed that there's going to be people who recognize him in this world. Says Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't bring this, but he says the Yisur. He says Rabbi Chanan, now of course that's why the answers to our questions are very poshut. What do you expect from a kofa? Someone who doesn't believe, what can you do? He says, Nebuchadnezzar. The reason why you don't believe is because you've confused yourself. You've done it to yourself. You have inside you a simple, pure look on the world. If you just tap into that, and you would believe, you'd have the emunah. But you've become very sophisticated, and you've worked things out yourself, and you've done your own things, and you've confused, and you've become biased, so you've confused yourself, and you've tainted, you've distorted your vision. What we can expect a lot from you, no one says, this obviously you should not be doing that. I'm expecting you to get back, to be in touch again with that purity of thought and clarity of vision, and then you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, you'll see him clearly, that's what we expect, and that's what we expect from the Bar Mitzvah boy as well. It's not a complicated, difficult thing. If you've developed yourself and you've come and you've moved out of touch with your childlike emunah pshuta, then you're in a pickle. But there's an easy solution. There's a history to this development of when a person is young, he can emunah is more simple to him, but when he develops and he gets more of a barad das, it's more difficult. There's a history to this. Adam Rishon in Gan Eden was Yitzir Kapov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the prime example of Elikim Osas Adam Yosham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person straight. Straight. The person has a straightness of mind, a clarity. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. And Adam Rishon, wherever he turned, obviously with that clarity, he had such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mamash ponim el ponim, wherever he turned in the Bria, he was seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood what the Bria was demanding of him. It was a very clear emunah which Adam Rishon had. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him one mitzvah he had. One mitzvah. From all the trees in the garden you can eat, there's one tree in the center of the Gan. Keep away from that. It's not good for you. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling with him? He was telling him very simply. He's saying, I've given you a very powerful tool. I've given you, you're a Bar Das. There's not many B'nai Das. And there's no other B'nai Das in the Bria besides you. You are the one who's going to use this amazing tool that I've given you to recognize me and to appreciate me and to be the, so to speak, my Malucha in this world. That's why I've given you this Das for. And you're doing it very well, Adam. You're doing a tremendous job. You know I am. You believe in me and you recognize me. If you eat from that tree in the middle of the Gan, if you take a bite from that tree, you'll confuse yourself. You'll distort your vision because you'll have a mixture of tov ra, you'll come biased, your ego will get boosted, and you'll have a very strong, your bechira will be much more strong bechira you'll be more drawn to avera as well. It's not worth your while to go and to eat from that tree because you will lose that clarity of your house. Because Baruch Hu is telling him, don't ruin it for yourself. If you eat from that tree, you will ruin things for yourself. And there's a Chazal which says that. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mr. Shalom brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon around all the Gan Eden and he said, look what beautiful world I created, which means look how well the world is fulfilling its purpose with you there, recognizing from every corner of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. You have, the Bria is doing its job and you're doing its job as well. Just be careful, Adam. Don't ruin it. If you eat from Eitadas Tevara, then you'll remove yourself from me, you'll distance yourself from me, because you won't have that clarity anymore. It'll be hazy, it'll be clouded, and you won't have that clarity anymore. Don't do that, because then you will not, you'll no longer have that emunah. And unfortunately, we know Adam Rishon did do Avera, eat from the Eitadas, and that pure intelligence, that Das Poshut, that person has, that a person who is Yoshar has, Naturally he has it. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him, he has that Das Poshut, was now confused, it was buried under a very lot of distractions and distortions and confusions and bias and yitzhahoras and taivas and desires. It was gone. It was very hard now to tap, this big avodah, to tap back into that pshitas, that pashtas. It was very difficult to get to. Chazal bring out this nefila, this difference that happened after the chet, by saying that before the chet of Adam Rishon, Adam Rishon reached Mishamayim Ad Oretz. That means for him, there was no difference. He was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His feet were planted on the ground, but his head was in Shemayim. He was as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are to the person next door. So it was ponim el ponim, it was clear to him. When he sinned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished his stature. He made him much shorter. That's what Chazal say. He made him shorter, which meant that now you're standing on this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, there's a vast distance, a huge gap between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is this, which now he's sort of in his own space. He's not in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's got now Bechir to do his own things, to develop in the world where he feels it's right. and move it away from being a representation of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to cross that gap is a lot of work. It's a big avodah to get back to that madriga of Ponim El Ponim. And it deteriorated. The world didn't improve. After the Chidah Adam Rishon, things got worse. Until we have in the Doir of the Doir HaFloga, where they were the ultra sophisticated Doir, very, very intelligent, and they were doing things, very trying to develop the world, but they were very self-centered, very egoistic, very much using the Das Tovara as opposed to the Das Poshet. They were developing the world, trying to move it away from from being a natural world where they could hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're trying to change the world, make it more man-made. As we find before in the Pasuk, first of all, they said, Na'aseh lanu shem. That's the voice of the ego. Let's make for ourselves let's be famous in the world, let's do something really choshev, let's develop the world, you know, the natural way it is isn't so great, we're going to develop it. And we're going to, Na'aseh lanu shem. And then they said, it was very interesting what they used to build the migdol that they wanted to build. Hava nilben olivenim. Let us make bricks. Venisfol Trefol, we'll put them in a fire and we'll harden them. Vetilahem halavein ala oven. That means till then, people used natural stone to build. They used to cut stone from a quarry, used to get stone and use that to build. They want to develop things. They were sophisticated. They want to put their own man-made additions to the Bria. They weren't using the Bria, keeping it the way it is and appreciating the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. That wasn't good enough for them. That's not the way they looked at the Bria at all. They wanted to develop it, make it more man-made. So they made their own bricks. They used to put them from Datilam Halavein Ala Oven. They made bricks. They made man-made bricks, which was a chiddush, which brings out to us that they weren't in touch with the natural emunah which a person has when he looks at the Bria and he sees this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria and it's valuable to him now, he wants to hang on to that. For them, that wasn't important. They wanted to develop the world, make it more man-made, make it more their own thing. They wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep him up in Shemayim, as they said, and we'll stay down here. This will be our world. Midah k'neged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed their language. They no longer spoke the natural thing that a person spoke. The natural expression of a person till then had been Noshna Kedah, which meant the person was expressing his natural, who he was in a very natural way, by speaking Lashon HaKodesh. But now it was man-made. Now the Lashonos, the language, became something which they themselves had developed. They'd moved away. They were now totally Das Tevara. They were just expressing their ego, expressing their self-centeredness, their selfishness, rather than being looking out in the Bria and appreciating Kadosh Baruch and existing and living for that. Once they were living for themselves, their Munah had gone, and they were just there for their own endeavors. There was, however, at that time, one lone voice which was opposition to the whole Doir of HaFloga, and that was the voice of Avraham Avinu. And they despised him. Even Masu HaBoinim, the Boinim is the Doir of HaFloga, say Chazal, Masu HaBoinim, they held he was naive, he was totally ridiculous, they held Avraham. But Avraham kept going. And he held that from when he was 3 years old, right, when Avraham was a little child, he recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he didn't, when he grew old and developed, and his mind develops, he didn't leave that. That was a chiddush of Avraham. He didn't leave that purity. And almost, you say, a childlike belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants something from us. We're there for him. He didn't leave that. He strengthened. He developed it. He publicized it. He proclaimed it to the world. He tried to influence people. That was a chiddush of Avraham. And Avraham had this tamimus, this pashtus, which was, every drasha he gave was mamash the opposite of the whole ideology of the Doir HaFloga. But he kept at it. And that was the beginning of the Aman Nivcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside all the Umas Olam. They had gone off course, and then he chose Avraham. Avraham was the one who was going to be the beginning of the out of Klal Yisrael. And it came, Yaakov was Bechir HaOvis, Yaakov Ishtam. Yaakov was Ishtam, a simple, Tam is simple. It's referring to the simplicity of his Emunah. The Poshet Emunah of Pshuta, not sophisticated, the simple clarity that unbiased person has that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings a person ever so close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tam, the Maral says, is actually the other way around of Mace. When Adam Rishon ate from Das Tevara, he brought Misa into the world. Switch the Mace around and you get Tam. That's the tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon, is the Tzmimus. And Yaakov Vino Leimes, Yaakov actually rose above the Gzeir of Misa. He came back to the Adam Rishon should have been, to a certain extent, before the Chet, that Emunah Pshuta not being clouded by the Das Tevara. Avraham, the first time Avraham is hinted in the Torah, it says, Eile Tol De Shemayim Baretz, Behi Baram. And Chazal say, Behi Baram is the letters of Avraham. Avraham was the way he was created, natural, pure and untainted, the way he was when he was 3, that's how he was when he was 100, just natural, Behi Baram. That is the Das Poshet that a person has, the simple, clear Das, which was Behi Baram, the way it is when it's created. And this led Avraham to it wasn't just the munah that he had naturally. All the tariyak mitzvahs he had, he kept from himself. From his own body, he responded to the tariyak mitzvahs naturally. Because he was so in touch with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be. He had developed themselves and made themselves more so sophisticated that to be out of touch with that. He was in touch with himself, and therefore Avraham kept kol tariyak mitzvahs. Because he was drawn after them naturally. He was drawn after, he knew instinctively what each eva was meant for, what each limb and organ was meant to be doing. It was a natural kiyum of the Torah mitzvahs. Being on that level of tamimus. So we see, so we've established that there's two sorts of perceptions and ways of seeing things a person can have. He can have a das poshut, a simple, uncomplicated, pure das vision perception on the world, and with that he'll see emunah clearly, and it's because that's what we demand of every person. Don't ruin it. And then we have das tevara, when a person involves his own ego into it, and he now is thinking bad things, he's selfish, he does his things for himself. Once a person is doing things for himself, he no longer sees what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him in the Bria, and he distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we said, that's the gap between Shemayim Horaz, which is brought out by the diminishing of the stature of Adam Rishon. Now, if we have two levels of das, we have das. Now, a person, everything in the Bria, has the right foods to fuel its purpose, its tachlis. Since we are the only creatures in the Bria who have das, we have our unique fuel, our unique food. And the Gemara says in Brachos, Ein hatinig yedea likre abba. A child does not know to call his father, means to recognize, have the das to realize who his father is. Achi yitim tam dogon, until he tastes wheat. So we see wheat is the food of das. Now, as we say that there's two das, there's a das which is the way it's meant to be, a clarity of vision, and then there's a blurred vision. There's the correct way of preparing dogon, and a incorrect way, a makulkal way of preparing dogon. What are the two ways? So we can already imagine there's lechem makulkal is chometz. Chometz is which gives the, as we know, all the sforim right. It's got this blown up ego to it. It's got klichi veis and yodi blown into it. It's got all this ruach, this blown up, which is the person acting for himself. That feeds the das tevara. That feeds the person with a selfish interest. And then we have the lechem poshut, the pure bread, which is just very simple, the way it is. Flour, water, stuck in the oven. That's all there is to it. Lechem poshut is the matzah. So we already understand now, we can already halfway or three quarters of the way to understanding the connection between Avraham and matzah. Avraham was the one who proclaimed unsophistication, simplicity, poshut. Just be the way you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't confuse yourself. Don't bring foreign things into your makeup. Just look at the world the way you're created. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be close to you, and he'll reciprocate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be close to you and respond. That is the bread that fuels that worldview is matzah. That is a das poshut. It's a simple bread, just the way it was created, without leaving to rise, without allowing it to blow up. That is a das poshut. There's a little bit more to it I'd like to elaborate on, just to bring out a point to what we've spoken about, how matzah is the one which is relevant so much to Avraham. It's well known, like Kamayim writes, the world is made up of four elements. There's fire, water, air, and ground, or offer. Eish mayim, ruach offer. That's everything in this world you'll find is made up from one of those four things. Now, Chazal say that Shamayim is made up of Eish Umayim. Eish Umayim. Eish Umayim. Shamayim is the letters Eish Umayim. That's where Hashem is. Hashem is in Shamayim. Shamayim is made from Eish Umayim. Eretz is Ofer. So we have here, of the three Yesodos, we have two of them in Shamayim. Shamayim is Eish Umayim. We have one of them down here, the one that we walk on, is Ofer. Ruach is the distance between them. Ruach is the air. Ruach is what brings out the gap between Shemayim v'Oretz. Eish Shemayim. Oretz is the offer. And then we have the fourth element of Ruach is the big gap which divides Shemayim v'Oretz. Now, before the Chet of Adam Rishon, as we said, this distance, this Ruach was meaningless, because Adam Rishon bridged the gap himself with his clarity of Emunah, with being the person, the Elekim Asas Adam Yosha, being who he was, he bridged that gap with ease. The Ruach was not a meaningless gap. It was no distance between Shemayim and Oretz. Adam Rishon was stood on the earth, and his head was B'Shamayim. Eish Shemayim and Ofer were bridged with Adam, and Ruach did not play any role in distancing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the Chet, however, Ruach now represented the great vast gap, the distance between the people who are standing on the Ofor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemaim. This was now brought out by this big expanse of space, of Ruach, which now fills out the distance between Shemaim Vares, and Adam Rishon is trying to reach there, and it's difficult for him. He can't, because he's now grounded in Ofor, and he can't reach up to the Eshemaim, which is in Shemaim. It's brought out by Ruach. And this is actually Mefurish HaPosuk, according to the way the Gaon understands the Posuk, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, and they realized that they did them, and he closed on, Vayishmu Eskoil Hashem Elikim, Mishalich Began, they heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu traveling through the garden, Leruach Hayoim. So the Gaon says, what does it mean, Leruach Hayoim? So the Vilna Gaon, Anderes Eliyahu, says that till then, Adam Rishon heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face so clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, his voice didn't have to travel through any Ruach. Didn't have to go through any sound waves. It was just so close to him. He was right whispering into his ear. That was because of Avraham's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But afterwards, it was Leruach Hayoim. He had to go all the way through the element of Ruach, right down through from Shemayim till Oret, in order for Adam Rishon to be able to relate, to hear the basket of the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Leruach Hayoim. So Ruach is really the element which brings out this distance, this gap that there is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which was the because of the chid of Adam Rishon. Now chometz, it has all four elements in it. It has offer is the flour, comes from the ground, and we have the water as the ish. We put in the oven, we have the mayim as the water, and we put in the oven, we have the ish. A chometz also has the ruach. Chometz incorporates within it the gap which there is between Shemayim and Oretz. This gap that there is because of after the chid of Tevara, of Das Tevara. This distance is incorporated into the makeup of chametz. When we eat matzah, we're trying to cut that out. We're trying to say, we don't want to have any of that of that ruach. We want to be back upon him in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have that clarity right close. Shemayim and Oret should be, there should be no gap between them at all. They should be close together. Straight away, we should leap from the Oret, we should be straight to Shemayim, like Adam Rishon was before the Chet. That is why the matzah misses, and we try and take out the matzah the element of ruach. So we have really two reasons why matzah connects so much with Avraham. Number one, it's because it's simply a simple bread. It's poshut, and there's no sophistication to it. It hasn't blown itself up. Secondly, it doesn't have this element of ruach, which ruach brings out the gap, which came after the chet of Adam Rishon. Avraham Avinu brought it back to the way it was before the chet, a certain tamimus, a pashtus, a connection between Shemayim and Oretz. And that's why when we have matzah, we cut out that element. I want to finish off with a var on this week's sedra, which is related to everything that we've spoken about. A var from the Meshech Chochma, who discusses this idea, but in relation to this week's sedra. This week's sedra, we have the parasha of Aroyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to command Klal Yisrael to keep away from certain forbidden marriages. The Pasuk writes, as an introduction to that parasha, Dabir Abnei Yisrael, V'amarat Haleim, Ani Hashem Elekichem, I am Hashem Yugod. And then Mitzrayim, Asher Shaftim, Boli Sasu, etc. Don't do like the Mitzrayim did, and keep away from Aroyas. So there's a Teres Kainim on the words, Ani Hashem Elekichem. That's an interesting way of starting, proclaiming, I am Hashem. What's it telling us with that? So Teres Kainim writes, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, like I told you a certain mitzvah, and you kept it without hesitation, you kept that mitzvah, tell Klal Yisrael that they should keep this mitzvah as well without hesitation. Tell them that I told you a mitzvah and you kept it, and you should also keep a mitzvah, and they should also keep the mitzvah and without hesitation. So Meshech Chochma says, what mitzvah did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to be Purish Mena Isha entirely, not to marry any woman at all. And Moshe listened without problem, without hesitation. He listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you tell Klal Yisrael that they should also keep the mitzvah. I'm telling them, no, I'm not telling them not to marry at all. There's certain women that they may not marry, that's what you should tell them. They should also accept that without hesitation. So Meshech Chochma asks, why is this what are we trying to bring out? What message are we telling Klal Yisrael by telling them, you know, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and he listened, also you should also do the mitzvahs like which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says without hesitation. What's the connection? So Meshech Chochma says a very nice idea. He says, it's important to know, like we've said, that naturally, Torah fits with a person. And the person, the way he's made, the natural makeup of a person is that it flows with Torah. A person doesn't have to bend himself out of shape to keep any mitzvah. It's never unnatural. Torah is a natural expression of a person's chiyus, of a person's life force, is expressed, every eva will be expressed through Torah. What you're meant to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you have. What you're not meant to have, which is no good for you, Shmuel says, keep away from. It's just right. It's just the right balance of all the different things that are needed for the person. It's all found in the Torah. If you follow the Torah, you'll be naturally happy. You'll find yourself naturally fulfilled. It's not still unnatural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it out now by the beginning of by saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He's saying, Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, like when I told you to keep the when I told you your mitzvah, it was right for you. Everyone realizes Moshe is such a high madriga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands what perfectly right for Moshe Rabbeinu is to be Purish when Isha, and everyone understands that. Everyone appreciates and understands that for Moshe Rabbeinu that's perfect, that's right. So you did it without hesitation. Tell Klal Yisrael, they should realize Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. I know I made you. I know it's right for you. I know it's good for you. And I know that for you to keep away from Rosh is good for you. So like Moshe was told his mitzvah and he kept it without hesitation, so too, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yidden should know that the Torah is just perfect for them and it's natural expression of them, of who they are, and they should keep it without hesitation. And as the Pasuk finishes off, if they keep it, they will be very much alive. They will be feel that they are expressing themselves totally the way a natural person should be, with a certain balance, with a certain control of things they should not be doing, and allowing things that he is allowed to do. That is the person, the person the way he is naturally created, and in touch with himself, will be very fulfilled, not doing the things the Torah forbids, doing the things that the Torah allows him to do. That is a natural expression of a chayber. I'm going to come to now to Pesach, to live this emunah, to get back to this emunah of shutzah, the chesed nuraich, and to mitzvah b'zeich, to the company of Mashiach.